This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Margaret Drabble was named a Dame of the British Empire in 2008 for her contribution to contemporary English literature. Her 17 novels have mirrored the changing lives of women over the past 50 years. In 2009, Dame Margaret announced in the Guardian newspaper that she would not write another novel because she's afraid of repeating herself. However, the complete short stories of Margaret Drabble will be released next month. The collection is called A Day in the Life of a Smiling Woman, and Dame Margaret joins us from London. What a pleasure it is to talk to you.
Thank you.
You are not associated with short stories, but this collection contains 14 of them that have been published during your career. What appeal do they hold for you as a writer?
My problem is that when I write a short story, it usually grows into a novel. I'm not very good at a short length. So these 14 stories are the distillation of a lifetime of really not writing short stories. I'm very pleased to see them in a volume because I think one or two of them, on rereading them, I thought were really good, and I'm very glad that they're in a volume now and not just lost in a lot of paper in a drawer.
Which ones?
I particularly like Hassan's Tower, which I think was the first story I ever wrote, and I think that was suggested to me, that I should write a story for an anthology. Some of them have come from suggestions, some just subjects I wanted to write myself. And they're a sort of mixed bag of stories written over a very, very long period. So it was interesting to me, really interesting to me, to see them gathered together and read them as a sequence.
Mm. Hassan's Tower is a wonderful story about a couple on a honeymoon. You were not tempted at all to revise it for this publication?
Not at all. In fact, on principle, I didn't revise any of the stories. I just left them as they were. They were rediscovered by a Spanish academic, and this young man really loved my stories. And then he wrote to me and said, I've assembled all your stories, and he'd got the comparative editions from America. They'd all been published, but in periodicals, and he'd edited the text, and he'd just done it out of pure love. And I thought it would be wonderful, for his sake, really, if they could be published in a volume. And really, that's how it all happened. It was a bit like a fairy story to find a handsome young man who really loved your work and wanted to see it in print.
And that's José Francisco Fernández, who
indeed
writes the introduction to the book and really makes all these connections in your novels and your work. Let's talk about the title story, A Day in the Life of a Smiling Woman. This is published in 1973, just as the feminist movement was starting to gain some traction. And it's about a woman on the precipice. She seems to have it all. She struggles to maintain that illusion, even after she has this pretty dramatic breaking point, even when she's abused at home and at work. Do you think it's a story you could write today?
I don't know if I could write it today. It was very much of its time and of the lives that we were leading then. It was about being combative and surviving and fighting on. And I think that probably the context has changed so much that I wouldn't wish to write that. And that is a reason for not altering stories. You leave them as they were and they remind you how you felt then.
Hmm. It's interesting, though, that when you're reading these stories, you can pick up bits of you. Do you almost see a little bit of an emotional biography of yourself in this collection?
Yes, I do. I mean, reading the whole volume through consecutively, it was quite obvious that my marriage was breaking up in the 70s. And the stories track the confusion of a breaking marriage, a succeeding career, and three small children, growing children. And I can see the emotional backdrop of all of those. And the stories move on eventually to what José Francisco very kindly referred to as a mature, idyllic sense of the English landscape. But I don't know how mature and idyllic I feel. There's more anguish under there all the time. But I can certainly see a movement that reflects the stages of my life.
You don't much like writing.
I find writing quite difficult, and as I get older, it doesn't get any easier. On the other hand, I do find it completely absorbing. It's the only thing that I do when I'm not aware of time passing. That, of course, is when it's going well. So It's not pleasurable. I do enjoy doing journalism because of the sheer joy of knowing that you've got 2,000 words and at the end of the 2,000 words you've finished the piece. And that is a pleasure.
So you declared in 2009 that you weren't going to write another novel. You're still sticking to that?
Not really, no. I found I need to be writing, even though it's difficult and I don't always enjoy it. So I am writing what I think is a novel, but it's been very laborious.
Well, if you don't mind, since you've expressed an interest in journalism, and this is slightly off the point, but what do you think of the Royal Wedding hoopla?
Now, that is a really astonishing story to those who are interested in that kind of thing. I am going to go off to the countryside and write a long piece about David Hockney. So that's how I shall spend the royal wedding, happily writing a wonderful commission. I may turn on the telly, and I may not.
Dame Margaret Drabble, the complete collection of her published short stories called A Day in the Life of a Smiling Woman, will be released next month. She joined us from London. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And to read an excerpt from Margaret Drabble's title story, visit npr.org.